continuing with Proudhon. But communism, mistaking uniformity for law and levelism for equality, becomes tyrannical and unjust. Property, by its despotism and encroachments, soon proves itself oppressive and antisocial. And I have to say, imagine if this man had not been suppressed and was rather discussed by we the people, because he just makes so much sense. That's the way truth resonates in our body, by the way. That's so obvious. Imagine how, if he had been discussed, it would have served as armor against the arguments put forward by power, by the Plato's tribesmen, of whatever ideological flavor, to justify its enslavement of us. Continuing, the objects of communism and property are good. Their results are bad. And why? Because both are exclusive, and I comment, they are both expressions of class, that is, and its base mindset from Plato, at least in terms base, and from Plato, at least in terms of its philosophical systemization, its base mindset in and out, of in and out, citizen and barbarian. Continuing with Proudhon, both are exclusive and each disregards two elements of society. Communism rejects independence and proportionality. Property does not satisfy equality and law. Now, if we imagine a society based upon these four principles, equality, law, independence, and proportionality, we find, one, that equality, consisting only in equality of conditions, that is, of means, and not in equality of comfort, which it is the business of the laborers to achieve for themselves when provided with equal means, in no way violates justice and equite. Two, that law, resulting from the knowledge of facts, and consequently based upon necessity itself, i.e. the earth herself, never clashes with independence. Three, that individual independence or the autonomy of the private reason originating in the difference in talents and capacities can exist without danger within the limits of the law. Four, that proportionality being admitted only in the sphere of intelligence and sentiment and not as regards material objects may be observed without violating justice or social equality. This third form of society, the synthesis of communism and property, when he's saying taking what coheres with what is true, with the law of the earth from both, we will call liberty. And my comment, we are calling this freedom. Liberty's pretty much been co-opted multiply and stuffed with very confusing content. We'd have to sort of try to reclaim the word. Maybe that's worth doing. Not sure. Proudhon appends a note to his comment here, to the word liberty. Libertas, liberar, 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 librastio, libra, liberty, to liberate, libration, balance, pound, words which have a common derivation. Liberty is the balance of rights and duties. To make a man free is to balance him with others, that is, to put him on their level. And that's the end of Proudhon's note there. In determining the nature of liberty, we don't unite communism and property indiscriminately. Such a process would be absurd eclecticism. We search by analysis for those elements in each which are true and in harmony with the laws of nature and society, disregarding the rest altogether. And the result gives us an adequate expression of the natural form of human society. In one word, liberty. Liberty is equality, because liberty exists only in society, and in the absence of equality, there is no society. Liberty is anarchy because it does not admit the government of the will, but only the authority of the law, and that's of universal energy, of love, of truth, that is, of necessity, says Proudhon. That is brilliant. Liberty is infinite variety because it respects all wills within the limits of the law. Liberty is proportionality because it allows the utmost latitude to the ambition for merit, utmost latitude to the ambition for merit and the emulation of glory. We can now say, in the words of Monsieur Cousin, one of the architects, one of the original Plato's tribesmen, our principle is true. It is good. It is social. Let us not fear to push it to its ultimate. Funny how the same words ring altogether different depending on the context. Man's social nature, becoming justice through reflection, equite through the classifications of capacities, and having liberty for its formula, is the true basis of morality, the principle and regulator of all our actions. This is the universal motor which philosophy is searching for, which religion strengthens, which egotism supplants, and whose place pure reason can never fill. Duty and right are born of need, which when considered in connection with others is a right, and when considered in connection with ourselves, a duty. We need to eat and sleep. It is our right to procure those things which are necessary to rest and nourishment. It is our duty to use them when nature requires it. We need to labor in order to live. To do so is both our right and our duty. We need to love our wives and children and spouses and partners. It is our duty to protect and support them. It is our right to be loved in preference to all others. Conjugal fidelity is justice. Adultery is high treason against society. Forestall that discussion, please. We need to exchange our products for other products. It is our right that this exchange should be one of equivalence. And since we consume before we produce, it would be our duty, if we could control the matter, to see to it that our last product shall follow our last consumption. Suicide is fraudulent bankruptcy, and I comment, none of us is bankrupt in society. In society, each belongs to all. Continuing, we need to live our lives according to the dictates of our reason. It is our right to maintain our freedom. It is our duty to respect that of others. We need to be appreciated by our fellows. It is our duty to deserve their praise. It is our right to be judged by our works. And we will continue his analysis next week. At so many points in our reading of Proudhon, so much of what he says resonates for me with Prince, and I found myself wondering what he would think of many of the points Proudhon has made. Don't you wish we could have had these conversations with Prince? Don't you wish you could have one night alone with him to discuss them? That brings us to our outro song, One Night Alone. And thank you for hanging in there, pushing these conversations. Until next week, I love you. Stay strong. Peace.
In a purple spotlight, a figure spins around. Tell me, baby, baby, do you like the sound? Untarnished memories. Baby, let me hear you scream. Are you ready, baby, for one night alone with me?